What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Good day, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Always excited to come back to you guys with more of these episodes and talk about how we become the men that God created us to be. I am your host and founder of this show, Colin Hornback. I am definitely not the picture of what you're trying to be as far as your masculinity or the epitome of what man you're trying to become. I'm definitely not the poster boy. I'm just a man on the journey who's seeking to become the man that God created me to be. And I'm just trying to encourage you guys to come along with me and work on becoming the men that God created you to be as well. That involves us becoming the best that we can in I like to think of it as four key areas of our lives or four main aspects of our masculinity, which is our faith. Our faith should be first. This is a show that I do want to talk to guys who profess to be Christians and believers in Jesus Christ, because I feel like that is an essential aspect of becoming the man that God created you to be. If you don't have that, then you really don't have anything, and all of the good that you might do in other areas of your life really amount to nothing. So I want you guys to be focused on building your faith in Christ first, and I want you to be growing in that. Then I think that another really big aspect for us is fellowship or friendships, how we're building up those friendships and having a good group of men around us, a band of brothers around us, so that we are becoming better and better together and not just alone. Going back to, you know, Proverbs 27:17, where it talks about iron sharpens iron. So that's a really key aspect, I think, in masculinity as well. We also are talking about our fitness and how we are growing physically, growing stronger, becoming better, becoming healthier, whatever that looks like for you. If you're a guy who's really overweight and seeking to lose some weight and to get in better shape, or if you're a guy who's already in pretty decent shape and you're just looking to make some fine-tune tweaks to maybe your sleep or your overall health, I want to be talking about topics around that as well. And then finally, we're going to talk about how we can contribute financially, what we're doing to be a good, what you might call a fiduciary, how you're being responsible with the resources and how you're being a good steward of those resources and ultimately growing them and making them better, contributing to, like, it might be your bank account or growing things like your own investments and things like that, or how you are ultimately giving back to society via things like volunteer work or giving to your church or whatever it looks like there. There's just a variety of aspects that we want to talk about throughout this show. These are kind of the four big areas, and each and every episode we're talking about one usually of those key aspects. So that's kind of what the show is about, just for you guys who might be new. For those of you who are listening and regular listeners, thanks for tuning back in and supporting the show. Just a good reminder for you guys, this is the type of stuff we're talking about through the Discipline of Manliness podcast and what we're ultimately trying to become and how we become the men God designed us to be. So this episode's ultimately going to be focused more on the fitness and physical growth aspect of our masculinity. Guys, this week I want to bring up a topic that I've been focusing on over the last 90 days, and that is cold exposure therapy or cold plunges. You may have been hearing about these. This is something that's pretty growing trend right now. It's been pretty popular through things like social media and YouTube and a lot of different areas. You may have seen this popping up in your feeds. I know it definitely has in mine. But it's something I wanted to dive into because I have some areas of inflammation through going to my chiropractor. I get some scans usually like every 6 months. And I noticed I have had some consistent areas of inflammation since I started. And I was curious if doing cold exposure therapy or these cold plunges would help address those areas of inflammation and help reduce some of that severity. So I decided to try it. I started in January, basically right at the beginning of the year on January 1st, and I've done it all the way through March 31st. Over that time, I missed just, I think three times. I think I missed the very first day on New Year's Day. Other than that, I started it right then that week. I missed one other time in January, and I had a great streak going until I went to that competition I told you guys about in the last few episodes. And somehow in the day we got back, just the busyness of getting settled back in, I missed I missed my day of my cold exposure therapy that day. So I had a really great streak going. But other than that, I only missed 3 total days out of the 90 days, but I did it every other day besides those. So it was a really great streak and a great experience. And I wanted to come back to you guys and kind of tell you about my overall experience, what I found. Like I said, it was predominantly a curiosity to see if I could reduce some inflammation, but I was also really curious to see what other potential benefits I might recognize or experience from doing this. And so overall, the reason I wanted to do it was just to improve my overall health. I think that we should all want to be as healthy as we can. If we're not healthy, then I think we're undermining and kind of undercutting the other positive things we're doing in our lives. So ultimately, if we're not healthy, no matter what other positive things we're working on or good intentions we have, we can really, like I said, undermine the benefits of those things too. I think if we're off physically, then we're far more susceptible to give in to like negative thoughts, negative feelings. And it's just really important to be at our best physically. I think it's kind of a low hanging fruit to becoming our best spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Just a lot of other things are impacted by our health and our fitness. And I would even say, you know, think of it like this. If you're suffering from aches and pains, just throughout your day from whatever cause, just a physical, you know, struggle, then you're probably not in the best mood to begin with. And that means if you're not in a very good mood to start, then you're probably not going to be all that patient with other things that might come up as like a source of irritation or frustration during your day. And then if you're more likely to be irritable, you're probably not likely to be very patient. And that ultimately means we're not really exhibiting Christ-like behavior. So I think a lot of that is due to the fact that we're just not in a great place physically. I think we're all still very much accountable for our behavior, no matter what physical state we find ourselves in. But I am just saying that if you put your physical state first, or if you're not first, but if you're focusing on improving your physical state, it's likely to be a very low-hanging fruit to ultimately help you grow and see the desired changes and growth in your spiritual state, your mental state, your emotional state. So overall, these are the big reasons I decided to try out cold exposure therapy for myself for these last 90 days. So ultimately, guys, here's kind of what I got. I bought a little, I think it's pronounced Binuon. It's a pretty inexpensive cold plunge tub. It's collapsible. I just got mine on Amazon. It was like $50. So pretty simple little tub. It's about 30 inches tall. It's about 31 inches wide. And I'm like 6 foot. I'm about 175 pounds. And I could sit in that tub, legs crossed, you know, just somewhat elevated knees. And the water came about to the top of my shoulders, so perfectly sufficient for me to get in and be well submersed. If you're a much bigger guy than me, I would say you probably want to find a tub that has a little bit bigger dimensions than that if you're going to buy one. But overall, this tub for about a 6 foot guy, even if you're just a little taller than me, it should accommodate you pretty well if you want to try out cold plunges after this episode here, if I get you curious. Overall, this tub works for me pretty well. I began my cold exposure therapy by staying in the tub for 2 minutes. And then I worked my way up by about 30 seconds every other week. I ultimately reached my overall goal of a total time cap for 5 minutes, and I just did that over these last few weeks. I did watch a few videos as I was getting started. And one that I thought was particularly helpful was from Andrew Huberman. A lot of you guys may have heard of him. He's a doctor. You can easily find a lot of his content on YouTube. And he had a good video that said, you really only need about 11 minutes per week to get the benefits of cold exposure therapy. And so while my time cap put me significantly over that for the total amount of time that I was in for a week, I just wanted to push myself mentally. And the more I continued to do the cold plunges, really the longer I did need to stay in to continue to push myself. While I was in the tub, I opted to use a box breathing technique in which you inhale through your nose for 4 seconds, hold that breath for 4 seconds, exhale through your mouth for 4 seconds, and then hold your exhale or your empty lungs for 4 seconds. I don't know what to say about the box breathing technique other than I think for me, it just kind of helped the time pass faster. It's not that it like... I think really made being in the cold any easier, But overall, I think, like I said, just gave my mind something to think about as like counting the time as opposed to just sitting in the tub and thinking about how cold it was. So I think it does kind of take your mind off of it a little bit. But overall, man, it still is a big challenge to be in that cold tub for several minutes and to sit in there. So overall, I do like the box breathing technique, just because it, like I said, gives your mind something to kind of focus on other than just being cold. So all that said, guys, here's my overall list of, these are actually kind of a general list of benefits you get. You can find probably a really similar list if you Google benefits of cold plunge. But this is kind of a general list, and a lot of these are benefits I saw over the last 90 days. And just as a quick disclaimer, I'm not providing any medical advice for you guys in this. This is just sharing my own personal experience for your information, kind of educational, exploratory purposes. But these are general benefits described in different articles that you'll find online. This type of therapy, though, isn't for everyone. Results can vary, so you may not experience all these, or you might experience some and not others, to varying degrees of success. Ultimately, you guys should consult with your own doctor to determine if this is a good fit for you and for your health goals. But overall, here's some of the benefits. Guys, ultimately, the cold plunge helps reduce soreness, muscle soreness, and inflammation, and improves circulation in the body. When you expose your body to cold temperatures, your blood vessels are going to constrict. That reduces blood flow at the surface of your body or on your skin. And then this, in turn, creates faster circulation in the deeper tissue, which is how it's improving circulation, while the decreased blood flow on the surface is what's helping reduce inflammation. So that's something, again, I was looking to improve in mine. At the end of my 90 days, I did get another scan at my chiropractor's office, and there definitely was change to the areas that have traditionally been inflamed. It wasn't as drastic of a change as I was hoping to see, but I was kind of just curious to see what, if any, change would happen. So overall, I did see a difference in the two scans of what I got before I did it and then what I got after I did it. Another benefit to supporting cold plunges or benefit to doing them is that it supports your immune system. I'm just going to read you an excerpt I got out of an article from Plunge, which they make cold plunge tubs. They had a good article and it said, exposure to cold water can trigger your lymphatic system, eliminating waste and toxins within the body. Lymphatic vessels, which carry infection-fighting white blood cells, will constrict when in contact with cold water, forcing the lymphatic system to pump. This in turn triggers your immune system, boosting your white blood cell count and improving your immune response. I will say, I found myself getting a little sniffly during my early stages of doing cold plunge, and I did continue to do them even though I was getting a little sniffly. I ultimately only got a pretty significant runny nose during that time, but I never ultimately got like really sick. I didn't get like a sore throat. I didn't get any other, symptoms from being cold or having a cold or anything like that. So it was interesting to do that and also experiencing simultaneously a potential cold that was coming on, but I didn't ultimately get sick. Just kind of had a pretty bad runny nose for a day or so. And then ultimately got better after that. So who knows? I only had the one experience with potentially getting sick during my time doing the cold exposure therapy, but it seemed to have helped. Although I can't scientifically determine that's exactly what helped me get better, but just interesting that I ultimately didn't really get sick. But overall, doing this is going to help build and boost your immune system, which I thought was really interesting. This is the one that I got the biggest surprise and biggest benefit out of, but it will build mental toughness. And this is one I'd read about and heard about before I started. So I kind of expected it, but I was surprised at the overall results through my experience. Ultimately, we as humans are constantly looking for comfort. It's totally human nature. It's our bodies, I think, are designed to try to get comfortable and be in a place of just overall comfort. We have homes, that control our temperature with thermostats. We drive around in air-conditioned cars. We have beds that we can set to an exact softness or firmness. I actually don't have one of those, but obviously they exist. Guys, they can even set an angle that we need to be sleeping at on those beds for you know, what's going to optimize our overall sleep. It's crazy. All the things that we have available to us to keep us comfortable. We're just constantly looking for comfort. To do anything voluntarily that makes us uncomfortable is difficult and takes a great deal of mental fortitude. But there's also a lot of growth that comes from overcoming your body's natural desire for comfort, and it's going to help build resiliency. So I would say we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and a cold plunge is a great way to do that. The cold plunge is a physiological stressor that's going to put your body into basically survival mode. By deliberately exposing yourself to the cold, you're going to build up your body's stress response. And due to improving your mental toughness through overcoming your body's desire to get out of the cold, you're ultimately going to improve your mental and physiological ability to not just handle the stress of the cold, but overall handle really any type of stress. So, you know, personally, I found that I believe I have better self-control in my overall reactions to a variety of stresses throughout doing this. I basically had to tell myself in the cold tub that the cold is just a sensation, and I can choose to withstand that sensation and ignore that desire of my body to get out of it. And that does have overlap and crossover into other stresses, like maybe an uncomfortable conversation or something in your day that makes you mad. You basically just start to think of that thing as another sensation, and you can decide to not respond to it and mentally overcome that. This was, again, a pretty significant response and reaction that I had to, like I said, a variety of stresses. I was very surprised to see how much doing cold plunges changed my stress response to all types of stress. Not to say I don't get mad or I don't have bad days. I obviously do. And there's definitely other areas in my mental and emotional growth states that I can be pursuing to handle those things better and better. So I'm by no means, you know, this hasn't changed me night and day, like I'm perfect at my responses now, but I do feel like this has been something that has significantly impacted my ability to handle uncomfortable things, not just the cold. And now I feel a little bit better equipped to take those things, deal with the stress, deal with the discomfort, and just say, I'm fine, I can handle it, and not necessarily react to a situation, but rather respond to it accordingly. Another benefit, guys, number four on my list here, cold plunges will improve energy and focus. This is because the body is basically dumping norepinephrine in your system when you're in the cold plunge tub. It's a sudden increase, which is going to stimulate your sympathetic nervous system, which is your body's fight or flight response. And we get a boost of energy from that, which improves overall mood, focus, and even our attention spans. So that was kind of a cool one. I can't say I saw like massive changes in that for me. But overall, I do see the improved energy and it throughout your day. I think when you get in that cold plunge tub and you get out, man, if you were tired or having just struggling in your day, you get out of that and you definitely are awake after that. It'll get you going, especially if you do these things in the morning. Number five, guys, it improves your metabolism and supports weight loss. This one was kind of a surprise to me as I was doing some research on it early on as I started doing my cold plunges. But it turns out your metabolic rate is going to increase when you're in the cold tub. So your metabolic rate is the rate at which your body uses energy to burn calories. So exposing your body to the cold is going to increase that rate. One article I read said you might experience an increase anywhere from 8% up to 80% while in the cold plunge tub. So this happens from your body's shiver response. I found that I actually never really shivered in the cold plunge tub. Mine was always something like 5 to 15 minutes after I got out. Probably not 15, 5 to 10 minutes maybe after I got out of the cold plunge tub. But that's when I would start to shiver. That shiver response of your body generates heat, although it probably doesn't feel that way in the moment, but it does. It's generating heat, when that heat production is what's ultimately boosting your metabolism. By increasing your metabolism, even if it is just for the duration of your cold plunge, and then that time it takes you to warm up afterwards, it's helping your body to burn more calories, and it's actually specifically using brown fat to fuel that fire of your metabolism. So it's when your body's shivering and trying to generate heat, the fuel source it's going to is essentially is fat in the body. So while you're in there and while your body's trying to warm up afterwards, that is how it's ultimately boosting metabolism and supporting weight loss. Another one, guys, my last one here, number six, it improves sleep quality. This was an interesting one. I personally have no trouble falling asleep at night. If you ask my wife, she'll tell you usually I'm out almost as soon as my head hits the pillow. So this one I didn't notice a huge improvement on, but like I said, I don't really have a whole lot of trouble falling asleep anyway. But cold plunges ultimately relieve stress. They improve mood, like I kind of mentioned earlier. And this is all because of the release of endorphins, which basically makes your time of sleep more peaceful. So by relieving stress and boosting your mood, you're just having a more peaceful rest. It also improves your circadian rhythm, especially if you do them in the morning. So if you get up first thing in the morning, do your cold plunge, it's basically signaling to your body that it's time to start a new day. And this clear start of the day helps your body prepare for the day ahead and thus transition more smoothly into your evening and ultimately thus into a better sleep routine. So overall, just to quick kind of go over those 6 points again, the cold plunge will help reduce muscle soreness and inflammation and improve your body's circulation. It supports your immune system. It'll help build mental toughness. And that was the biggest one for me. The mental toughness growth is huge, having to choose to get into that cold plunge tub each and every day and to not make excuses. It improves energy and focus. It improves your metabolism and supports weight loss, and then improves sleep quality. There's something to be said, guys, for that deliberate choice to be made to do something hard and uncomfortable and to do it every single day. I noticed when I started, it was almost like you're trying to delay things a little bit and not get in. But I would just use a timer. I actually used it's called Flex Timer. It's an app that I use for workouts, but I set it for whatever time duration I was going to shoot for to stay in the cold plunge tub. And what I like about it is that it has a 10-second countdown. So once I started that 10 seconds, it was over. I was getting in the tub. There was no other delays. There was no putting it off. It was just, there's your countdown. And usually by about 7 seconds, I was starting to step in, so that by the time I was seated down in the cold plunge tub, it was at go and at that, you know, 1 second mark starting to count in. And I found that was really helpful to have that 10-second countdown. But you can obviously use just a stopwatch, watch you wear on your wrist, or use your phone and just tell it to start a countdown for however many minutes you want to be in that cold plunge tub. But doing that day in and day out without excuses, without breaking that habit, was a really good mental challenge. And it definitely, at the start of it, I wondered if I would be able to do it. But through doing it, other than missing, like I said, just a couple of days by mistake, it made big growths for me in my mental resiliency and that mental fortitude. So I would highly encourage you guys to try it out, look into it, again, consult with a doctor and see if it's a good fit for you. But it was pretty cool. I enjoyed the experience, and I actually think it's going to be something I continue to do. It may not be necessarily every single day at this point, but I think I'm still going to do it for about 5 minutes, maybe every other day, or at least about three, four times a week. So definitely would encourage you guys to try it out. There's a lot of benefits to be had, and some expected and some not. So I would encourage you just to try it out, and you don't have to start with like a complete ice bath. You'll see a lot of these people on social media and stuff jumping into these tubs full of ice, just ice and water. You don't have to do that. You guys can start at, 50 or even 60 degree water. And that's still cold. It's still a good 30 to 40 degrees colder than your body's core temperature. But it's still going to make an impact and still going to make a difference. And as you kind of get used to that 50, 60 degrees, then you can start dropping it. Try to drop it down 10 more degrees and see how you're doing it, 40-ish, 40 to 50 degrees. And then try to move it down into that 30 to 40 degrees, or not 30, but mid-30s, 35 to 40 degrees. Those days were hard, because I just put mine on my back deck, So whatever the outside temperature was is what the cold plunge tub got to. So during some of those winter months, it was cold, and that water, I'd have to break ice off the top of it in the morning, and I would check it, and the temperature was, you know, 32, 33 degrees, and it is chilly. So do it safely. Make sure that you're not jumping in too hard, too fast, and gonna give yourself any sort of trouble physically. Or again, if any of you guys are maybe a little older, if you're having any heart issues or anything like that, don't just jump into doing like extreme cold temperatures. Definitely consult with a doctor to see if you even should do it at all. But I really enjoyed it. It was a really, really good mental challenge, and definitely saw growth and change in myself from doing it. So highly encourage you guys, get into this, give it a try, as long as it's something safe for you to do. And look forward to hopefully hearing from you guys on if you decide to try it, or what results you guys see from doing it. If you have already been doing this and I'm just preaching to the choir, guys, chime in and let me know what you have experienced and what biggest benefits you're seeing from doing cold exposure therapy. I think it's a really cool type of therapy to do, and definitely has a lot of varying benefits for doing it. So love to hear from you guys on that. If this was a helpful episode for you and gave you something to think about, guys, I'd love for you to give a rating and review on your podcast platform. Those things help a lot. And then also be sharing that episode. Reach out to a friend or buddy or family member and send them this episode so that they have something to think about too in that cold plunge type therapy. And hopefully it can be something that helps them as well. And don't forget, guys, you can always submit your ideas for future topics via disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com, or you can reach out on the social channels at Discipline of Manliness on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love to hear from you guys on those things and just know what other type of topics you'd love to be hearing about in this show. So until next week, guys, I hope you guys will have a fantastic week. Try out either the cold shower or the cold plunge. Definitely recommend trying that out. And let us know what your experiences have been. Until then, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.